for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday afternoon, November the 29th, 1986. Passover weekend teaching and deliverance seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Gene and Earlene Moody are the teachers of the afternoon.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Stay in fellowship and minister to others. Don't leave the flock. If you can't stay in the church where you are, don't stop going. Find one or make one. Don't be without fellowship, because without fellowship, you're a weak prey for demons. Get and give ministry. All that's found in 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 14. All right, Glenda, we have time to run through Deuteronomy. All right, real fast, I'm going to go through Deuteronomy with you. I'm just going to read the chapter and verse and what it is, but you can take your own Bible. Deuteronomy 4:9. Don't forget the goodness of God that you have seen with your eyes. Keep it in mind diligently. 4:29. Seek the Lord with your whole mind and heart diligently. Keep in mind there is no other God in heaven upon earth like God. 5:29. Set your mind and heart to obey the commandments. Reverently fear God. 6:5. Love God with all your heart and mind. 6:6-7. Keep your commandments. Keep His commandments before you. Impress them upon your children's minds and hearts. 7:17. Have no fear of other nations. 8:2. Obey all the commandments. 8:5. As God disciplines and instructs you, also discipline and instruct your children. 8:14. Keep pride out of your heart and mind. 8:17. Don't boast that you got all this good stuff by yourself. 9:4. Don't boast about how good you are. 9:5. It was not your righteousness that got the possession. God was keeping His promise and covenant with you. 10:12. Serve God with all your mind and heart and entire being. 10:16. Don't have a stubborn mind and heart. 11:13. Serve God with all your mind and heart. He will bless your land and produce. 11:18. Store God's words in your mind and heart. 15:7. Don't harden your heart against your poor brethren. 15:9. Keep bad thoughts out of your mind, covetousness and so forth. 17:20. No pride shall be in the king's heart and mind. 18:20. Don't follow or believe false prophets. 23. Don't fear in the day of the battle with the enemies. 28:28. God will smite with this man blindness in mind and heart. It's a curse. 28:47. Curse for not serving the Lord with joyfulness of mind and heart. 28:67, disobedience with God's judgment will bring dismay of mind and heart. 29:4, God will not give understanding to their minds and hearts. 29:18, do not worship demons in your mind and heart and turn from God. 29:19, don't claim safety in your mind and heart when you worship idols. 32, obey God with all your mind and heart. 36, obey God with all your mind and heart. 30:14, the word of God is in our mind and her heart. 30:17, warning of banishment for worshiping idols. 32:46, set your mind and heart on God's word. And I want to share with you a little about Galatians 5:22-23. It says the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, gladness, patience, even temper, forbearance, kindness, goodness, benevolence, faithfulness, meekness, humility, gentleness, and self-control, self-restraint, strength, contentedness. Against such there is no law that can bring a charge. And what the Lord showed me is I began to work on myself, let's say, even temper. I didn't have an even temper, but after deliverance I was very peaceful, but things would happen that made me want to get mad and have an anger like I did before. So I would have to say, I bind this spirit of temper, and I loose upon me patience and endurance. And then I would begin to think, patience and endurance rather than temper. Right? And you can use any of those. The first time I succeeded in not taking vengeance on somebody, I felt that wasn't very hard at all. I felt good about that. So see, as you practice these things, you get better. Watch your habitual reactions. Many of your reactions come from your subconscious mind, and you need to ask God to help you understand what's back there. All right, God told me that a Christian should not even have a temper, and he shouldn't have to control it. You know, a lot of Christians you meet, they say, I try to control my temper. Well, the Lord said you shouldn't have one. You shouldn't have to control it. The Bible says that demons wander around and want to come back into you. They will try you from time to time. In fact, after you're delivered, they'll try to stay away from you for a while to let you think that everything will always be so nice. But they can't stand it too long out in dry places, and they'll want to come back and start bothering you. And you may wake up one morning and you start doing your dishes or you put the clothes in the washer and you thought it again. Somebody down the street doesn't like you or your children. And you start playing with that thought. Or what's coming back to you? A demon of rejection. He wants to get you started disliking that other person so that you'll be unkind to them and they'll reject you. And if that goes on long enough, they'll get in again. So when they come back to try you, ask the Lord to let you know and see them clearly. 2 miles down the road. Sometimes you'll let one or two back in. It will be your friends, your family, your pastor that'll be used by God to help you, and sometimes by Satan to try to get the demons back in you. They don't mean to. They don't want to. Sometimes he'll use you to try to get the demons back into your children. So it's not something you come up here and you say, ah ha ha, I'm free, and you go on your way. You ought to always be careful. You cannot neglect this salvation and deliverance. Think of your mind as your inner being, which contains your mind, will, and emotions. Think of your heart as your mind, will, emotions, and personality. The three C's that Gene and I have come across that seem to be fairly stable is you have to cleanse sin by the blood of Jesus Christ. You cannot crucify sin, and neither can you cleanse the flesh by the wrong method. You have to cleanse sin, crucify the flesh, and cast out demons.
Okay, Brother Glenn or Sister Irma, would y'all like to come and add to those teachings? Sister Irma, I see you back there in the kitchen. Yeah, here she comes. I want her to add anything she wants to the teaching on healing or how to stay delivered, how to maintain your deliverance. And then we're going to have some deliverance. Praise God. Why don't y'all stand up while she's coming? Stand up and stretch. It's a little bit warm in here. Stand up and stretch and praise God you've been sitting for about an hour and a half now. We appreciate this beautiful weather up here. I thought it was going to be cooler than this, but it turned out to be a lot warmer, so we brought our winter clothes. Should have brought our summer clothes.
I was in there checking the lasagna. You may be seated. That was a beautiful teaching, wasn't it?
Amen.
We had a wonderful deliverance service upstairs. I don't know if you did, down here. But the one thing that we veered in on was prejudice toward other Christians that don't believe exactly like us. And we came against murmuring, complaining. What else did we do? What?
Cynical.
Hypocritical.
Fault-finding.
Complaining. Judgmental.
Rage.
Mockery. Now, we ought to be able to get a rage and mockery out of these men. I know some of them must have been drinkers before they got saved. You know, when you get free, you can deliver others. So, in that category, I mean. There's none of us in here totally free. If we were, you'd all know it. We're getting better than we were a year ago, or 5 years ago, or 10 years ago.
Let's see, we worked on incest. Incest goes back in your bloodline 400 years. Now, if anybody can stand up and say, I know I've never had any incest in my bloodline, I would say, I don't believe you. I think it has affected every person on the earth, really. Because in 400 years, how do you know if there was any marriage out of your bloodline? Or how do you know that there was anybody molested or any incestuous thing, illegitimate children? For 400 years, there could be almost anything in our bloodline. So we worked on that, and we had a lot of results on that, didn't we? We were all getting delivered. Earlene and I were up there, and this sister here who preaches the gospel, and we were all up there leading the people and getting delivered too, because, you know, little by little they come out. In a regular army, they send the men to the front, don't they, a battalion to the front. When they're all killed off, like these demons were this afternoon, another battalion sent right up. And I can remember thinking I was totally delivered the first time I was ever prayed for. Boy, what a lie of Satan that was. It lasted a few days, and then I had something else attacking me. So I think that our thought life, how do you keep your deliverance? Well, if you keep full of the Holy Ghost, you'd be better off. Wouldn't you, brother? We could all keep full of the Holy Ghost. And we did get ourselves full of the Holy Ghost, and we were talking about in Christed. Now, this morning, Brother Harris talked about that. You see, we have Jesus in us, don't we? But are we in Jesus? Some minister about 5 years ago started talking to us about that. He said the Lord told him, you're not in me. That's why you have so many attacks of the enemy. He can't attack you if you were in me. He said, you need to repent of about, the Lord told this man, you need to repent of about four things and then take one giant leap and come into me. Are you hearing me? Maybe kind of new to some of you. He said, I did that, and he said, I was totally enshrouded with the Lord, and nothing could touch me while I was in that experience. And I have meditated on that quite a bit. I've asked the Lord to show me, and at times it comes over me. I feel him totally around me. I don't know how to get there and stay there. But I've had a taste of it to know it's wonderful. And when that happens, anything I pray about right then, the Lord answers. The Lord answers. So we need to think upon being in Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus. And let me see, what else did we talk about this afternoon? I went up there dead cold, not knowing exactly what, but that when I am weak, then he is strong. I have to depend totally on the Holy Ghost. And I know tonight we're going to have a healing meeting, the Lord willing, and we're going to discuss things in our own lives that we were healed of, and how when deliverance came to us, how it started healing our marriage and healing a lot of things. And Glenn and I will be giving our testimony, and we'll be praying for the sick tonight. Now, I tell you what, if every one of you would come in here full of the Spirit, totally filled up every meeting, then it wouldn't be such a struggle. And a lot more things would happen, a lot more miracles. Every time there's a deliverance, that's a miracle. Do you know that? That's a miracle. Did you men deal with alcoholism and anger and violence and rage this afternoon with the men? Have you?
No, we talked about unforgiveness, and then we went into sexual sins.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, well, see, all sexual sins, I think, comes from incest, basically the big root. I don't know if I'm right or not, but I think that's one of the roots of it. It could be the occult, too. The occult has great tentacles on it. Well, let's suppose that you started drinking beer when you were young, and then you started drinking whiskey and
cocktails, and maybe you were in churches where they served wine, and many Christians drink wine today. I don't believe in it myself. I think we can have communion with grape juice. Glenn is making a study about wines right now, because there's a big argument with Christians, especially fundamental.
I found a book that's been written about it, and it's proved that there's three kinds of drink, and it's all called wine in the Bible, and it's not all the same. There's different words used for it, but in the King, in our translation, they just use the word wine, and it isn't true in the original.
Can you hear him? So wine is a mockery, and strong drink is raging. And you know, when I don't know about women, I don't know much about drinking, to tell you the truth, but men, many times when they get drunk, they want to fight right away. Now, sometimes it only takes one or two beers, I understand, and they just fight and mad right away, and that's that rage, see. So let's work on that.
I think he's got a list of things that he's going to work on too here with that, whatever.
Oh, Gene?
Yeah.
Well, what shall we do? I mean, you... Okay. We'll work on wine and beer and whiskey and drinking. Before you're saved, I hope you're not doing it now. You're God in heaven. I hope you're not drinking now. But this is the powers that is left behind after. You see, sin takes its toll on us, and it often leaves powers. You smoke, if you've been smokers, it leaves powers behind of cancer or emphysema or bronchial trouble and nerves, all that kind of stuff. And the powers that's left behind from drinking would be mocking the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of people don't speak in tongues. It's a mockery tongue that they've got. They don't have the real Holy Ghost. And many times when we're praying for people, they'll just come out with this horrible screeching tongue that's not of the Lord. And that's mockery. And most of the time they've been wine drinkers. And so we'll work on that. And then I think whatever Gene then has, let's just look at the Lord a minute. Just get our mind on Him and let the Holy Spirit rise up and the anointing rise up. I wasn't expecting to have to do this. And I'm not really truly anointed yet. Let's just ask the Lord to just come down over us now and shroud us. Cover us, Lord, with your glory, with your cloud of glory. Lord, in ourselves we can do nothing. It's only the anointing, and we know that full well, that will break and destroy the yokes off of us. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. Lord, I just take in your Holy Spirit. Lord, I thank you for just coming down over us. We turn our eyes on you, Lord Jesus. We allow the Spirit to rise up in us, the Holy Ghost, the fire, the presence of Almighty God. You feel it coming down? Lord, we just ask for your holy angels, the warring angels. We ask for Michael, Lord, to even come in here this afternoon with his warring angels and just fight this battle for us. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we'll do our part, and we thank you for the angels and for you and your name, that you'll do your part. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let's repent. And this comes, you know, drunkenness is inherited from one generation to the other. They'll say, well, his dad always was a drunk. And then they'll say, well, his uncle was a drunk. And his great-grandfather, they used to make home brew. And I was telling the girls, my dad and his brother-in-law used to make home brew at home and peddle it at dances. And they used to give it to me. I know I must not have been more than four. I think I was about like TJ here. And they'd give it to me to watch my eyes snap and sparkle and laugh, you know. I can remember that. I was just a little girl. But praise the Lord, alcoholism never took a hold of me because my parents got saved when I was 10 years old, and then that was the end of home brew. Okay, let's pray. Dear Father, we come in the name of Jesus. because we need you, Lord. And we ask for deliverance. We ask you to forgive us for the sins of drinking, for the iniquities that's been visited down upon us from our forefathers. And for we ask you to remove the desires for any liquor, for any wine, or anything that would defile our temples. We ask for the precious blood, for cleanse us, for every time we've ever taken a sip of wine, beer, whiskey, vermouth, rum, gin, name them over, whatever you used to take, scotch, what else? Loud,
vodka.
Champagne, vodka, cordials,
rum,
bourbon, whatever used to defile you, call it out. One time we had a deliverance here of an alcoholic, and I tell you, he called, those spirits manifested one by one and came out, and everyone that came out had the odor, its own odor. Well, is that every kind now? Now let's ask the Lord. Yes, in the heavenlies. Okay. In the name of Jesus, we bind every principality and power that's over this service right now. All the battalions that the enemy has sent in to stop this service or stop the deliverance in any form or any way, we bind you now in the heavenlies. We pull down the strong man in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We render you helpless now in Jesus' name. We render you helpless now in Jesus' name. We pull you down. We pull you down. We render you helpless in Jesus' name. We render you helpless in Jesus' name. You have no more authority over this service. The Holy Ghost, Jesus, and Father God is in control here. Now, thank the Lord for forgiving us for drinking. Thank the Lord right now for forgiving us. We thank you, Lord, for your precious blood that cleanses us. Thank you, Lord, for your precious blood that's cleansing us. And we call on your name, Lord, to deliver us from any addiction of alcohol or liquor or of any kind or wine. We call on your name, Lord. And your word says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And Lord, we are believing that you are going to deliver us now in Jesus' name. And we command all beer, whiskey, vermouth, and every one of these that was named, we command them to start coming out of these people now, and the rage that has come with it. Rage, anger, mad fits, traumas. In Jesus' name, I command you to come out. In Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. All the rage in you men, all the rage from drinking in Jesus' name, come out. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come out now. Many of you ladies that didn't enter into deliverance this afternoon or wasn't up there, we command those spirits to come out of you now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. All rage, all anger. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out of him. In Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Any flying off of the handle. Any mad fits. Anger. Rage. Mockery. Mockery of the Holy Ghost. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come out of these children that they've inherited from way back. In Jesus' name, come out. In Jesus' name, they've inherited iniquities from their forefathers. In Jesus' name. 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 Have you ever drank a lot before you're saved? Praise God. Did you? Praise God. We got lots of holy men in here. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Anybody want special prayer that you had lots of drinking in your family? Anybody? You? Okay.
Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all spirits of heaviness and sleepiness and slumberness. That's right. All spirits of pressure, I bind you now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to come out of the people. Come on. Come on, those spirits in the ears. It's the pressure on the ears, the hearing. Okay, I bind those spirits of heaviness and pressure. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Sleepiness and slumberness, slothfulness, go in the name of Jesus Christ. I call down the spirits of awareness and energy, Father. I ask you, wake the people up now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, come out of the people right now. All this heaviness that was here this morning that Brother Doc discerned, come out of the people right now. Heaviness and pressure and tension. I call out those spirits of drunkenness. Come on out. I want that whole family of drunkenness to go in Jesus' name. Go every spirit of alcohol, medications for drunkenness, addiction to medications for drunkenness, desire, addiction to alcohol, bondage, slavery, fantasy, fears, flashback, habit, unreality, craving for alcohol. Come out, any spirits of alcohol by any name, like beer, wine, whiskey, and all these names that have been called out, I call you out by name, and I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power, and I drive you out of the people right now in Jesus' name. Now loose them and set them free. Now come against spirits of gluttony. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of gluttony, go in Jesus' name. Go, I drive out spirits of nervousness, compulsive eating, resentment, frustration, idleness, self-pitying, self-reward, caffeine, diet pills, indulgence, surfeiting, addiction to food, cravings for particular foods. I like to eat. Come out, spirits of fatness, in the name of Jesus Christ. I call out spirits of fatness in Jesus' name. I bind your power and drive you out. Spirits of fatness in Jesus' name. Come out, gluttony and fatness, and I like to eat. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I stir you up and drive you out. Come out, all drunkenness. The Bible says that drunkenness is the same as gluttony, is the same as drunkenness. Come out. I break the tie between gluttonous and I break the tie between drunkenness in Jesus' name. Go, I break those ties in Jesus' name. I drive you out of these people. Come out, drunkenness and gluttony in Jesus' name. Drunkenness of any type, gluttony of any type. Addictions of all types. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, drunkenness and gluttonous. Your power is broken and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus. Come on, drunkenness and gluttonous. Every root, memory, scarness, and habit, ruler, demon, and lesser demon. Every demon named and unnamed in these common demon groupings, I command you to go out. I bind your power and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now call out every spirit of infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease of all types. Come out. Come out, that whole family. Come out. I drive it all. Princes, kings, and world rulers. Go in Jesus' name. Go, all spirits of accident, accident prone, bone breaker, back breaker, traumatic shock. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All princes, kings, and world rulers, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of paralysis, the whole family of paralysis, crippling, deformity, atrophy, depression, discouragement, hopelessness, despair, suicide, death, affliction, spinal cord scar tissue. Go, come out, the whole family of paralysis. I break your power and I drive you out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every root of infirmity. I call out all infirmity and root of infirmity. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, all shame and embarrassment, troubled will and conflict, rebellion and idolatry, grief, bitterness, resentment and envy, disobedience, curse of Jezebel, vanity and pride, curse of the law, acupuncture and acupressure, witchcraft and occult, hypnotism and demonism, psychic or metaphysical healing, spiritualism or Christian science, Taoism and pantheism, reincarnation and astrology, envy and jealousness. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Keep on coming out of the people. Come out. All roots of infirmity. Lord, send your angels in there to sever those roots and drive them out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and drive you out. Come out. All ailments. I drive out tooth decay, leukemia, cancer of bone, tuberculosis of bone, acne, carbuncles, skin cancer, menstrual cramps, diarrhea, colitis, cancer of bowels, eye trouble, bowel upset, cancer, hernia, brutishness, unteachable ignorance, kidney stones, kidney failure, kidney infection, kidney panic, heart disturbances, melancholy, sadness, scalp ailments, falling hair, female cancer, uncontrollable body odor, venereal disease, inflammation of a fungus infection in sex organs, restlessness, inability to sleep, aimlessness, futility, pestilence, consumption, tuberculosis, fever, inflammation, blasting, prevents growth, botch, boils, hemorrhoids, heart attack, astonishment of heart, itch, eczema, psoriasis, fungus, madness, blindness, scab, measles, smallpox, encephalitis, schizophrenia, Latourette syndrome, Huntington's chorus, St. Vitus Dane, spinal meningitis, polio, muscular sclerosis, stroke, and scoliosis. Go. All ailments go in Jesus' name. Come out. Every disease found in the Bible. I drive it all spirits of ague, blains, boils, blemish, blindness, botch, broken-handed, broken-footed, bruises, canker, crooked back, dropsy, dwarf, hemorrhoids, flat nose, flux, gangrene, halt, impotent, infirmity, inflammation, itch, issue, lameness, leprosy, lunacy, madness, maim, murrain, palsy, pestilence, scab, scald, scurvy, sores, wind, withered, worms, and wounds. Come out, all diseases found in the Bible. I bind your power and drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all functional diseases of the body. I call you out by your spiritual name. Come out, every spirit of Miraham, controller, females, allergies, type A, mouth, gums, Rotage, gluttony, body illness, ruler of octopus, Thelus, gluttony, Archelaus, fatness, sins of Sodom and Gomorrah, Leucolias, pain of sternum, Blargy, infection of colon and colon cancer, Bozo, stomach. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, Brother Glenn said maybe we should go back and pray some prayers for release from sins, of sicknesses, and diseases. Okay, since y'all are in deliverance, let me just pray them for you. Lord, I ask you to help me to do this, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive all of our ancestors and ourselves, Father, for sins of sickness and disease. I ask you, Lord, forgive us for drunkenness and gluttony, Father, for not taking care of our body. I ask you, Father, to forgive us for eating the wrong foods, Lord Jesus, like eating things that are an abomination unto you in the Old Testament, Father. I ask you to forgive us for that, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, forgive us for any sins we've committed. Lord, I ask you to forgive us for not taking care of ourselves, spirit, soul, and body, Father, for not taking the proper exercise, Lord Jesus, for not taking care of our bodies, for not putting the right food in it, for not getting the right amount of rest. I ask you, Lord, forgive us for taking drugs and medicines, Lord Jesus, and doing things that would cause our bodies to get out of control, Lord Jesus. I ask your forgiveness in your name, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I just ask that forgiveness. We praise you and we thank you, Father. Forgive us for all drugs and medicines, addictive and compulsive things, Father. Forgive us for drunkenness and gluttony. I ask you to forgive us for allowing infirmity, weakness, and disease to come into our body. Forgive us, Lord, for not taking care of our mind, Lord Jesus, for having a passive mind. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just ask you to forgive us for all these things, Father. Forgive us for sexual sin and allowing sexual diseases to come into our body, Father. I ask you to forgive that in the name of Jesus Christ. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, I ask you, now I break all curses on this people. All curses where they have a right to be broken, I break them in the name of Jesus Christ. I break all soul ties off of the people in Jesus' name. I drive out and break and renounce all occult and false religion in Jesus' name. I loose all the godly spirits upon the people in Jesus' name. Forgive us, Father, for all accursed objects that we have in our house, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come on, up and out of the people. I bind your power and I drive you out right now. Just keep on coming out in the name of Jesus Christ. All these infirmities, weaknesses, sicknesses, disease in Jesus' name. Go right now. Come out. All functional diseases of the body. I command you to go right now. Come out. Come out. Blargy, infection of colon and colon cancer. Go in Jesus' name. Bozo, stomach infection. Boils, pancreas, carpa, stomach nerves, denomus, gallbladder, hiawatha, Indian, glandular malfunctions and body fluids, swelling, moxie, chest pains. Monroe, breast cancer under the rule of Sir Elias, controller. Prince Damulias, right breast, ruler Archelaus, left breast. Taily, lymph glands of breast. Verico, mushroom growth type breast cancer. Kobach, bone marrow, UPDs, ear, deafness. Opatias, puts parasites and organisms in the body. Targa, broken rhythm in the heart. Yonder Cola, blood cancer, citizens, convulsions and epilepsy, Respon, pituitary glands, Groatus, pituitary glands, violent, Wope, heart blockage, Sarbolias, foot pain, Pontolias, right foot, Pentolias, left foot, Nicolias, pain in neck, Eurolias, ear infections. Come out. I call you out by your spiritual name. I call you out by your functions. I call you out by the disease that you cause in the body. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I call you out by any and all of these names. I command you to obey the name that I'm calling out. Now come out, all emotional diseases. Come out, all Belfargar, vanity, contrisi, flippancy of emotions, colitis, stoicism, no feeling, Raphael, controller, Ashtaroth, accusation, criticism, pentagrammation, selfishness, philanthesis, sloth, Felix, self-pity, fear of disapproval, Varier, controller, disobedience against obedience, Vermo, guilt, Elan, resentment, sorrow, Remus and Remur, cause sleep in spiritual environment, Sonelaton, rebellion, Vormor, excessive tiredness, phony, play-acting, dramatic, choreography, Voltaire, gameplay and taunting, Boletta, gameplay and taunting, Hucarto, over-concern of what others think, Puno, blood pressure, Triano, blood pressure, Targa, rapid heartbeat, Wope, heart blockage, Uptias, puts cancerous cells in a human anatomy. Come out, all emotional demons, in the name of Jesus Christ. I call you out by these families in Jesus' name. Now come out, all body pain, Condor, controller prince, Arthrosis, shaking of the body, cold back, bone and marrow, Sutias, back pain, Shaitan, back pain and spine, Serpent, Gene Dixon, snake, Larcopius, knee, Rocculias, knee, Leucitis, sternum, Damolias, body pain, Sarcolias, pain, energy force from outer space, Romulias, Nicolias, pain from outer space, Archelias, radiational force, Type A, copy demon, copy other characteristics, Picon, back of neck, Osmodus, back of neck, Porox, blocks human will, Carbar, ruler of spiritual blockage, Tuscon, fights against Jesus Christ, Miranda, blocks reading of the word, Meganosis, blocks all knowledge, Arminius, false doctrine. Come out, I want all these demons to come out in the name of Jesus Christ that we've called out. Come out, all body pain, all emotional, all functional diseases of the Bible, all diseases found in the Bible, all ailments, all root of infirmities, paralysis, princes, kings, and world rulers, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I break your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all resentment, unforgiveness, occult sins and practices, demonic subjection to authority, psychic powers or bondages of physical or mental illness, evil curses, charms, vexes, hexes, spells, jinxes, bewitchment, witchcraft and sorcery, ever dark spirit, evil influence, pride, haughty look, lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift to run into mischief, false witness and he that soweth discord among the brethren, unbelief and doubt, care, worry, anxiety, go in Jesus' name, go. All evil soul ties, all fetters, bonds, ties, and bands, whether it be by word or deed, fragmented mind, will and emotions, retardation, insanity, and senility, madness, mind control and prince of mind occult, sins of blood ancestors, cults, Eastern religions and false religions, mind altering medicines such as Valium, Librium, Cyrex, phenobarbital, sleeping pills, and so forth. Early retirement, defeat, giving up easily, automatic failure mechanism, forgetfulness, vows, confusion, envy, jealousy, gossip, compromise, cravings, addictions, sickness, poverty, oppression, smoking, nicotine, craving of smoke. Come out, all those smoking demons. Smoking, nicotine, and craving of smoke. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, all adultery, harlotry, fornication, lewd sex, sexual exploits, acting, depression, imaginations, daydreaming, intellectual idolatry, infirmity, blindness, astonishment of heart. Go in Jesus' name. Go, all anger, hate, low IQ, fear of failure, Asian, Antichrist, fear of man, divorce, self-centeredness, ego, nervous habits, fatigue, religion without Christ, suicide, diabetes, kidney stones, cancer, hepatitis, arthritis, kidney infection, all fears and phobias, self-gratification and selfish pleasure, surfeiting, derangement. Go in Jesus' name. Go, all worship of objects or persons, incantations and psychic prayers, trauma of accidents, fire, shock, and so forth, none is sinny, victim of change, mental acceptance of mediocrity and low man on scale. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all neurotic and abnormal personalities. Go. Come out, all neurotic personalities, anxiety, continuous fear, worry, panic, repressed emotional excitement, obsessions, compulsions, compulsive excessive personality, kleptomania and other manias, repressed fear, resentment, rejection, disassociated personality, sleepwalking, flight, loss of identity, double personality, dual personality, hysteria, hysterical paralysis, glove anesthesia, neuroanesthesia, continuous fatigue, repressed desire, dependence, neurosis, traumatic neurosis, psychosomatic medicine, psychotherapy, release therapy, psychodrama, group therapy, interview therapy, free word association, phobia, psychosis. Go. Go, the whole family of the neurotic personality. Come out, the whole family of the abnormal personality. Come out, demons that come in through convicted criminals, criminally insane, psychopaths, psychotics, mentally retarded, imbeciles, idiots, and morons. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all abnormal personalities. Come out, all delinquent personalities, mental retardation, manias, manical neurotics, great emotional stress, professional criminals, desired punishment.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.